This message is powered by TSF Church Moway. TSF Church Moway is one of the parishes of the Shepherd's Flock International Church nationwide. Locate us via Google Map at TSF Church Moway or visit our website www.moway.tsfchurch.com. Remain thoroughly blessed by the Lord.
I want to restart reading from verse 15 to 18. James chapter 5. From verse 15 to 18. I'd like everyone to please open their Bibles. Let's not rely on just that. Let's go. It says, from verse 15, are we there?
Yes.
Such a prayer offered in faith will heed. Please go to verse 14 first. Go to verse 14. Start from verse 13, I beg your pardon. Go to verse 13. Thank you very much. So I'm reading from James chapter 5 from verse 13. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right. Are any of you suffering hardship? What he says you do? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. Verse 14. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sin, you will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Elijah was a human as we are, and yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain will fall, none fell for 3.5 years. Verse 18, the last verse. Then when he prayed again, the sky sent down rain, and the earth began to yield its crops. Father, in the name that is above every other name, Jesus Christ, the Bible says the entrance of your word give a light and give an understanding to the simple. We ask that as we listen to your word right now, let light come. Let light come. Let healing be evident. Let there be a rain on the crop of our lives, on the earth of our lives, that it will bring forth fruit in its rightful season in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Open our eyes of understanding. Let this word be evident in our lives. Let it work wonders. Let it do what only you can do. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. By the grace of God, this month we have done the possibilities in prayer. So by the grace of God, I will be going through some nuggets about this possibility. What can prayer really do? We have read from that James chapter 5. If you read from verse 13 there, it says, if you are afflicted, that's what King James Version says. In the NLT version we read, it says, are you under any hardship? Are you suffering? What is the antidote for suffering? Prayer. What is the antidote for suffering? Prayer. Are you sick? What did he say you should do? Call the elders together. Call those that are in authority together. And what should they do? They should pray. So that means that prayer. No wonder we used to sing that song when we were in Sunday school. Say, prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master's key. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. Prayer is the master's key. Let's look at it from James chapter 5, verse 13. Go to verse 13 and let's read it together. I want you to see what I've seen this morning and understand this. Look at your Bibles. Are any of you suffering hardship? Give me the Amplified. Are any any of you suffering, what did he give you as the antidote? You should pray. Amplified version, please. Amplified version, please. So we can see, I'm going to be sharing 8 things. Is any among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil, under any yoke, under any body, seeing repeated family pattern, having to understand that this is not what God intended for me? What do you do? He should pray. Listen, don't mind the translation saying he. It doesn't mean it is for men only. It's for both men and women. All men ought to pray. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, men always ought to pray. Men there didn't mean just male. It means both male and female. He says, is anyone among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil? He should pray. Is anyone glad at heart? He should sing praises to God. Don't worry, I'll show you another aspect of prayer. There are different dimensions of prayer. One of the biggest and greatest dimension of prayer is the prayer of worship. You are in pain. You are in lack. And yet you are worshiping God as if you have everything. That's the greatest prayer of faith. We'll get there in this month by the grace of God. So this morning, I want to quickly run through. This message was preached by our senior pastor in the course of last month. And I'm going to be doing like a recap. I'm going to be serving it in our own dish here. Are you there? So I want to share 8 things that are possible with prayer. Looking from that James chapter 5, from verse 15 to 18, 13 to 18 that we have read, I'm going to be looking at it. Please go back to NLT and read. Number one, what can prayer do for you? Prayer saves. Can you tell somebody to your left or to your right, say, prayer saves?
Prayer saves.
Prayer saves. Give me James chapter 5, verse 15. And you do your seeds that prayer saves from them. Prayer saves. Are you there?
Yeah.
He said, can you give me NKJV or KJV, please? NKJV or KJV. I want you to see it. Prayer save. You see, and the prayer of faith will do what? Save the sick. That's why everyone under the sound of my voice, if you are sick, because of the power of God that is able to deliver all the afflictions, he said he sent forth his word and his word healed them. We send healing right now in the name of Jesus. Prayer saves. The sick, sinners get saved from true prayers. If you remember the story in Acts, when Peter was arrested, Acts chapter 12, Peter was arrested, James was killed, then Peter was arrested and put in prison. The Bible made record that what? The children, the disciples, what did they do? They came together. And what did they do? They prayed. Acts chapter 12. I want you to see what they did. Acts chapter 12, give me from verse 2. Acts chapter 12, please go very fast. What happened to Peter in the prison? Okay, let me read from here. Yeah. Then he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. What? And because he saw the increase in Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread. God, it was a public holiday, so he could not kill Peter. So when he had arrested him, he put him in the prison and delivered him to 4 squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. Let's go. Verse 5. Peter was therefore kept in prison. But
constant prayers was offered to God for him by the church. That's one kind of prayer there. We call that congregational prayer. That is why the Bible says you should not despise a gathering of believers or brethren. It is good you can watch online to pray. But look, where you have an opportunity of meeting physically, and they say, let us pray. Please find yourself there. Prayer works as a church. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping and bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards between the door were keeping the prison. Go on, verse 7. Lord, and behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and the light shone in the prison, and struck Peter on the side, and raised him up, and saying, arise quickly. And what happened?
His chains fell off.
And his chains, I decree by the word of the Lord, an unction of prayer is coming upon you. And every chain that has held you bound all these years, they break out in the name of Jesus. Prayer saves. Peter would have been killed if not for prayers. If not for prayers, Peter would have been killed. So prayer what? Saves. I know many times when I was very young, I used to be living droughts. We used to go and look for trouble. But my mom will tell you, they will not catch you. You will be set free. You will be saved at the end of the day. She will keep saying you will be saved at the end of the day. I didn't understand the save that she was talking about. I thought it was the one that nobody can touch me. I didn't know that I will come back to have the salvation that is in Christ Jesus this morning. And that's why I'm happy to declare to you, you shall be saved. I say you shall be saved. You will be rescued from every satanic beast. That's only possible when you what?
When you pray.
When you what?
When you pray.
Let me go to number two. Still in James chapter 5, verse 15. Number two, you find it there in the big part of number two. Prayer raises up. What did I say? Prayer raises up. Somebody who was supposed to die, prayer and saving and snatch him out from the hand of death and keep him alive. You know, there are some sicknesses that you don't need to die, that doesn't lead to death. But it makes you lie down there and remain there, almost without strength. Yet you are not dead, but you're just lying there lifeless. But what's happening? There is also prayer that can what? Raise you up. Look at it in the part B, says, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. That's part one. Part two says, and the Lord. Why? Because we have prayed. Will what? Raise him up. So what does prayer do? Prayer raises up. Prayer lifts. Prayer elevates. Prayer promotes. Prayer increases. Prayer even brings back from life. How many of you remember the joke, the story of Lazarus in John 11? The Bible says, and Jesus wept. And after he had wept, he looked up to heaven and gave thanks and prayed. Gave thanks. And what did he do? He declared in prayer, say, Lazarus, come forth. And the same prayer was answered. And Lazarus came out of the grave. So is there anything dead? Virtues dead? Ideas dead? Dreams dead? By the reason of the option of prayer coming upon you this morning, I declare they are raised back to life in the name of Jesus. Jesus also performed the miracle at the house of Jairus. The daughter of Jairus was raised back from the dead. Why? He prayed. He what?
He prayed.
No wonder. I remember the story of this woman today, Hannah, in 1 Samuel chapter 2. When she received her heartfelt request, how did she receive it? What was her heartfelt request? If you go back to verse 1, you will see how when she was crying, the Bible says she was barren. She didn't have children. And what did she do?
She came one day to the feast of Shiloh and refused to eat. And was there praying to the extent that the priest saw him and said, and saw her and said, Madam, you are drunk, we are drinking too much. It just started, the party has just started now. Why are you drinking and drinking? And the woman said, no, I'm not drinking. I'm not drunk. I'm only pouring out my heart to God. And what happened? And the same priest declared to her and said, let God answer every heart's desire that you have made. Why? Because prayer raises up. And that's why she was able to declare in 1 Samuel 2:6-8. He says, he uplifts, he raises man out of the dungeon of the hills and sets them upon the mountain, the hills of life. Let's go to number three. What does prayer do? What are the possibilities in prayer? Number three, still in James chapter 5, verse 15. Prayer forgives. Hallelujah. Prayer forgives. That's strange, right? If a sinner can just pray, the only prayer God will hear is the prayer of what? Forgiveness. It's the request for forgiveness. If any can declare that Jesus is Lord, his sins are forgiven. Look at it in James chapter 5, verse 15. He said, even if it's sick, because all of its problems of sickness, diseases, infirmities that are caused in the life of people is caused because of sin. No wonder when Jesus was going to heal that man who was let down by the friends down into where they were having the worship, or having the meeting. He said, your sins are forgiven. Because Jesus will know that, listen, what caused this man's sickness was sin. And he said, his sins is forgiven. That was a prayer. So, prayer, forgive. Offenses, sin, mistakes are erased when we pray. Because if we look at it, let's look at it from James 5:15. He said, even if he has been, he is sin that is the root cause of this disease. If sin was the root cause of this challenge, this affliction, what happened? He says, is that what? It shall be forgiven. James chapter 5, verse 15. Prayer forgives. No wonder Romans 8:1 says, look at it. I want you to see James chapter 5, verse 15. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, you see that something? You see the reason why I say it? He will be forgiven. Why will he be forgiven? Because prayer has been made. So it's only possible for sins to be forgiven by what? Prayer. Romans 8:1 says, therefore now there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. So sickness, diseases do not have any hold over your body anymore if you are in Christ. Sin is the root of it all. So I'm advising you today, I'm admonishing you today, I'm instructing you today, the only way out so that you'll be free is to raise a prayer of forgiveness. Raise a request saying, be my Lord and personal Savior. That's all. And I tell you, if you can say that prayer right now where you are, even if you are sick and on the sick bed, as you are listening to me, I tell you, you will be saved. Because your sins will be forgiven. You will be raised back to life. And you what? You will be saved from the clutches of death. Hallelujah. Amen. So pray boldly. Pray without guilt and fear. Because your sins have been forgiven. Amen. Pray boldly. Pray without fear. Your sins have been forgiven. I want to run. Number four.
What can prayer do? What are the possibilities in prayer? I like this number four. You see it in Rome, that same James chapter 5. That's our handbook scripture. Please just stay on James chapter 5. Go to verse 16 now. James chapter 5, verse 16. Prayer heals. I love this. I love this. Prayer heals. What did he say? Confess your trespasses one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. So what would bring the healing? Prayer. You pray for one person, you pray for the other person. He prays for you, I pray for you. What will activate the healing? Our prayers. Prayer what? Heals. Restoring your back to your health status. It restores you. It resets you. It rejuvenates you. Listen, trouble drains fun out of life. Trouble drains what? Fun out of life. Maybe later I will share with you this call this month some obstacles in prayer. But I can see one obstacle already in prayer. Why you say, I pray, I didn't see answer. I pray, I didn't see result. I pray, my prayers have not been answered. It's not true. Why have you not been possible? Look at it. Confess your trespasses one to another. Forgive each other. Let's go. You don't pray enough forgiveness. Your own sins too will not be forgiven. That's why we pray our Lord's Prayer. He says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So prayer forgives. Prayer heals. Prayer saves. Prayer heals. I'm declaring over everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, you will be healed.
Amen.
Thoroughly healed.
Amen.
From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, you will be healed.
Amen.
If there is any infirmity that has not manifested itself but is brutally and gathering strength, by the reason of the word of the Lord this morning, they are terminated in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They expire in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And healing is sent into your mother bodies. Number five, what can prayer do? You know, Jesus prayed for the mother of Peter, the mother-in-law of Peter. And what happened? And the fever left her, and she could do all the things she wanted to do. Number five, prayer generates power. Prayer generates what? Power. Listen to me. There are four things that you can get when you pray. Instantly. When you start praying, there are four things you can get. Number one is power. Number two is wisdom. Number three is favor. Number four is direction. I go again. Number one is what? Power, wisdom, favor, and what? Direction. Those are the four things you get instantly when you pray. And if you pray correctly. But now, I'm talking about prayer generates power. Listen, for anyone who you see is praying, you like the way they pray. Listen, it's because they started praying. You didn't hear what I just said? For anyone you see and you admire that he loves to pray and he knows how to pray, it is all because they started praying. So start to pray. You will get the power to pray. You better pray. So that you can get more power to pray. Oh my God. Power that performs miracles. Powers that does the extraordinary, that generates. For instance, look at the way we put on our generator. What do? You pull. And when you pull, what will the generator now do? It gives you light. So we're able to see visible light here. We're able to power things. That is the same way prayer does. And you have a situation where things are not working, pray! You will release power into those things to work. You do what I just said? Are you in business and business looks as if it's not happening as you want it? Pray! And what will happen? Power will be generated to cause you to walk.
You accelerate and gain remarkable momentum.
It judges your spiritual intellects.
Oh my God.
I love this thing called prayer. You are charged. You are charged. All aspects of your life is like when you have a battery. You just speak. You just pray. You can pray. Interestingly, you can even take it a little bit further. And you can pray in the Holy Ghost. That's brief. That's wonderful. That's why he says you should what? You should charge your most holy faith. You should pray in the Spirit. Charge yourself up. That's what prayer does. It generates power. You just see yourself doing the supernatural through prayer. But let me tell you this: to walk in the supernatural, it's a connection of doors, and those things must be there. They are like making a food. All the ingredients must be present. Ingredient number one is prayer. Ingredient number two is the Word of God. You must have the Word of God eating, meditating inside of you. And number three, you must be led by the Spirit of God. You allow the Spirit of God to have full expression in you. You are not permissive to the will of God. You are completely submissive to His. And you see the supernatural walk through you. Amen. Time will not permit me. I'm going to quickly run to the remaining three. What prayer can do. You find that in James chapter 5, 17 and 18. Together. Say prayer shuts the doors and windows. We talked about Elijah there. Go to James 5, verse 17. We're talking about Elijah there. I like this. The effective fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. I like another version will tell you the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man generates power. I love that version. Look at this. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. So he was like, dear you. And he prayed. Not just, I have prayed. He prayed how? Endlessly. He prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and kept praying that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for how many days? 3 years and 6 months. So what did he do? He locked the door of heaven. He locked the windows of heaven. How did I know that? When God was going to send flood to the earth, the Bible said he opened the windows of heaven. He opened the doors of heaven. He opened the waters of the deep. As water was coming from the earth. That was how the flood came. But what did Elijah do? Elijah locked it up by prayer. So anything you don't want in your life. That's why the Bible says anything you bind here on earth will be bound in heaven. Anything you lose here on earth will also be loosed in heaven. So, why do you do that? You do that in the place of prayer. That's why I want to admonish you. Join us. We are on a 30-day prayer chain. 30 days. 5:30 to 6 a.m. every morning. Join us via Zoom. Just get the Zoom link from the drop down. We are praying severely. 30 minutes. And the result I already show you. We call it 30 days of answered prayers. Find a way, get to reconnect, and see God do wonders. Prayer shuts the door and windows. By now, I expect mothers to begin to pray upon their children, even right from when they are in the womb. When they begin to declare and pray over them, you shut the door of things that you don't want to happen in their life. How will children go through when you are born? Shut the door before they even were born. That's why some things I don't disturb myself or my children on some things. Because the door has been shut on lips. And they can't go that way. Because that door has been shut completely. I found it in the place of prayer. Pray. 17:2. Number seven, same thing. You know, 6 says it shuts the door and the windows. So 7 what? It opens the door. Go to verse 18. James 5:18. Prayer opens doors and windows. And he prayed. again. There is a mystery called the prayer of again. The prayer of what?
Again.
There's a mystery to that. I prayed. Pray again. Until the result shows. And he prayed again. And the heaven gave rain. And the earth produced its fruits. So if you have not seen fruits, you have not prayed. Pray again. Tell somebody, if you have not seen fruit, you have not prayed. Pray again until you get the fruit. And number 8 this morning, as a roundup, still in that James chapter 5, verse 18, it produces fruits. Prayer produces fruits. Fruitfulness in prayer. The prayer Hannah prayed, like I said in 1 Samuel 2. What happened? At the end of that prayer, by 9 months' time, what happened? She had a son. Samuel, called Samuel. Prayer can give fruitfulness. Prayer can give fruitfulness. Can we rise to our feet at this point as we pray?
Share your testimony with us. We had a phone number 0803-0682-464 or visit our website www.moway.tsfchurch.com.
Keep shining the light of Christ and God will encounter you on a daily basis. Bye for now.